This Saturday morning with 4-H on the Air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op. We're back in Clark County with some campers and some counselors. And up first, we have 15-year-old Kyle Johnson. And Kyle, you kind of did a little bit of both this year. You were a camper and a counselor, but at two different camps. Tell me about that.
I wasn't old enough to be a counselor for the extended camp this year, but I was old enough to be one for the 00 camp with the younger children. So I had to be a camper for the extended camp.
And how was it? Did you enjoy camp this year?
Yeah, I got to experience a little bit of both, like being a counselor and a camper.
Which one do you prefer?
I would say I'd like to be in like that little middle, you know? Like if you're a camper, you have authority over the counselors in some way.
Really? How so?
Well, I mean, you can simply say, well, how about we go do this? And of course, the counselors, they have to listen to that advice and think, well, he's going to enjoy it more, and so let's do it.
As a counselor, you have to kind of work around the kids and make sure that they're all safe.
Right, but it's still really fun, you know, seeing how much they enjoy it and also getting a little feedback on what they like and what they don't like.
So now this was your first year being a camp counselor too, wasn't it?
Yes.
What was something that was super memorable for you as a camp counselor or as a camper this year?
I remember we were sitting in our tent at night and a bunch of kids started getting afraid because they thought a bear would come attack us. And so I explained to them in grave detail how impossible that virtually would be.
And how is it impossible that a bear would not come to attack a bunch of children with you as the counselor?
Well, I said, guys, with all the noise you're making right now, I think any bear would not be smart enough to come at us.
And then what happens?
They didn't really ask any questions, though, so...
So you saved the day.
Yeah, kind of.
And as a camper, how was it being that you're an older one now and then you were a counselor, too, at a different camp? How was it being a camper? Did you have a little bit different view on things or no?
Kind of. You didn't have to worry about, like, completely making everyone happy. You just had a good time. But then again, as a counselor, you still get to enjoy making everyone happy.
And you're going to be a counselor again this next year?
Yep.
Excellent. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Kyle Johnson, one of the campers and camp counselors this last year. And now we have Ray Nelson. He's 14, and he was a counselor for the first time this year. And how was it being a counselor this year?
It was fun. I thought it was a great experience.
So what do you all do at camp? What's something that you get there, the first thing that they do to train you to be a counselor?
Well, when we were being trained, we each got our own balloons that represented children.
Now, how many balloons? Just one, or did you have like 21?
Oh, no. We each had one balloon.
One balloon, okay.
And so we can't let our balloon out of our sight, otherwise someone else got to pop it. So I had my balloon with me, and we were going to go do an activity. Well, I set him down, and he just popped, and so, yeah.
So you killed your theoretical child.
I didn't kill him. It was the driveway.
You set a balloon down on a gravel driveway.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're a counselor.
Yes.
So did your balloon have a name? Did you mourn the death of your balloon?
Yeah, his name was Little Joey.
Little Joey. Now, Ray, what else did you guys get to do there? It was a first year counseling. How did you kind of take it? Was it something that they work with good, the kids? Being that you were probably a camper at one point in time, too. Now you're the kind of older one. How does it work?
Well, a lot of the kids, you know, you just get along with them right away. But some of them, it takes a little warming up to get them used to you.
And you didn't go swimming on the cold day?
No.
Maybe this year, huh?
Sure.
All right, Ray, and you're going to become a counselor next year?
Yes.
Excellent. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Ray Nelson, one of the counselors, and now we have Brianna Myers. And Brianna, you were a camp counselor, also your first year, but you hit all three camps as a counselor. How was it?
It was good. I had lots of fun.
Did you pop your balloon?
No. Not really sure what happened to it.
We're having a bad theme here with the balloon training. We have one that was set on the driveway and it popped, and yours is just missing.
Yeah.
So what was something fun that you did as a counselor for all the kids? Did you play games, sing songs, do skits, throw them in the river, pop balloons?
We sang songs. That was a lot of fun.
Singing songs. And what was your favorite song?
Going on a squeegee hunt.
Going on a squeegee hunt?
Yeah.
How does that go?
It's a repeat after me song. So it says the first one is going on a squeegee hunt. And then it's, oh boy, I just forgot.
Now, camp is again coming up. You guys had, how many camps did you go to? There was three camps. What were the names of them? And are they going to happen again this year?
Yeah, the first one was Camp Kenwood. And this year it's going from June 24th to the 29th. And then 00 is at Sunset Pines, and that's July 17th through the 19th. And then day camp is also at Sunset Pines, which is July 16th.
Wow, and then they just contact Chris Holler, the 4-H Youth Development Agent, to get more information on these camps?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how long are you going to continue to be a camp counselor? Are you going to finish out your high school career doing this, or just maybe a year or two more?
I'll probably finish out my high school years doing this, so yeah.
And what's your future plans after high school? You're 16. Do you have your license yet?
Yeah.
And how's that going?
Good.
That's good. And what do you want to do later on, future-wise? College, doctor, nurse? What are you thinking?
College for sure. What exactly? I don't know.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
That's Brianna Myers here in Clark County. She was a counselor at all three camps this Saturday morning with 4-H on the Air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op.